Back here on the Mighty 690 at 810. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing good, James. James, thank you.
Hey, it's great to have you along here. What is our verse of the day?
It is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. It reads, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." 2 Corinthians 9:15.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Charles. So, hey, I know that last week we talked about your client Christmas party that was coming up, and you had that last night. How did that go?
It was a wonderful event. It was a very good turnout, wonderful food, just a wonderful time reconnecting with people. We had had some issues with our mailing list and our process, so we'd put the invite for those that didn't receive an actual card. We put it on Facebook and on the radio, and we just had a great turnout, and very thankful just to be able to reconnect with our clients and get to see everybody. Really good time.
Hey, that is really great. So we appreciate that update, and it's just wonderful. I'm sure, like you said, to be able to connect with those clients and talk with them. So that is just wonderful. We talk a lot about Medicare on the program and all that sort of thing, but there's quite a few folks that are under that 65 mark, and of course they still need health insurance. So what do you say to those folks who maybe are in that boat, or perhaps they're maybe looking to retire, but they want to do that before they're 65?
Right. There are some options, and today, incidentally, is the last day that you can enroll in a health plan when you're under 65 and have your coverage be effective January the 1st. It's called open enrollment for ACA coverage, Marketplace, Obamacare, depending what you call it. And this is based on your income, and we help people sign up for this. And if you're working and you're saying, well, I'm just trying to work till 65, maybe you have some health issues, maybe you really would rather be retired, you want to spend time with your grandkids or whatever the case may be, the great thing is there's options. You're not just without options. And we have people that come in at age 63, 62, and look at what's going on, what their options are. And a lot of times they're surprised by how reasonable the prices are for the coverage that they need. And so I would just encourage you, if you're in that boat and you're looking, if that's maybe the one thing that's keeping you at your job is that you're not on Medicare yet, I would encourage you to look at what can be done. And we can help you do that. You can call our office at 620-331-8800. And we can go through those and look at how that would work out for you.
Well, and if someone was going to be in that situation, maybe they wanted to meet with you, what are some of the things that they might want to bring with them to a meeting if you were going to talk about that?
So they need a good idea of what their expected income is for 2024. And by the way, if you don't get coverage today for January the 1st, you can get it, as I understand it, for February the 1st, if you wait a little longer. And so bring in what you expect your income to be for the upcoming year. I know sometimes that's hard to predict, but as best that you can, look at whatever your Social Security is, whatever the income sources are, add those up, and have an idea of what your annual income is going to be. That's really the biggest determiner of what it will cost.
Sure. And I kind of had the thought, I don't know, do you ever deal with people who might be self-employed who come in and who need some help with finding still an option for health insurance?
We do that as well. Or sometimes their spouse is working, but and they are offered insurance, and used to, if your spouse was on a plan that offered insurance to cover you, that you had to take that and you couldn't qualify for this. But since then, they have a rule where if your income, or not if your the price to be on your spouse's coverage is high enough that it doesn't even make sense, or it's too high to afford, that you can still qualify to get on a Marketplace plan. And so that's something to know as well, is if you're offered coverage through your spouse's work, it's a good idea to know how much that would be so we can compare those. And it does need to be high enough where it's unaffordable. And they have a formula for that. And so we help people evaluate that.
Gotcha. No, that's a great reminder on that. Now, as far as, you know, we've talked a little bit about the health insurance itself, how people can get covered. But what about dental and vision?
So there are standalone dental plans, standalone vision plans, all offered through multiple companies that we deal with. And we look at what dentists you use, what eye doctors you use, different things like that, and just help you customize your coverage so that you have those areas covered as well.
Gotcha. And you know, that's great. The fact that you might even be able to, you know, be able to keep your current eye doctor, your current dentist, rather than, you know, having to travel quite a ways to be able to get some of those services.
That's right.
Be able to kind of stay in that network. So what else should we know about, you know, this kind of group under 65, you know, being able to insure that group?
You know, I sort of talk about it as somebody that's 62, 63, you know, right there at the edge, but we also help people that are 42. So it just really depends on your life situation. Many, many people today have employer-sponsored health coverage, but not everybody does. Maybe you're with a small employer that doesn't offer it. Maybe you are self-employed. Whatever the case may be, it's worth checking out. And while sometimes the prices might look a little high, depending on what your expected income is going to be, I think we can agree that the price for a health event that could occur could be far higher than what the premiums could be. So it's just a good idea to have some peace of mind of knowing that when life happens, you have a plan in place to address that.
Well, and that is a great reminder too. You know, maybe if you have a younger person you might be working with who's fairly healthy, you know, maybe they would be okay with having kind of that higher deductible in exchange for paying, you know, that lower premium. And I'm sure, you know, you can kind of have some flexibility in how those plans are set up, I'd assume.
That's true. That's true. You do have some flexibility there. And one thing I'd recommend, as we approach the end of the year, is if you have an HSA, and these market plans have HSA eligible plans. Not all of them are, but they have to be a what's called a high deductible health plan. They have to be HSA eligible. Contributing to an HSA is one of the smartest things that you can do. And you know, with a traditional IRA, let's say that your income is $50,000, and you put $5,000 into an IRA. Then it tells the IRS that your income is $45,000. But later on down the road, when you go to take that money out of that IRA, you're going to be taxed on that, on that money. And so on whatever, hopefully it's grown, and it's going to be a larger amount, and you're going to pay taxes as you withdraw that. With an HSA, it is forever not taxable.
Okay.
And so as long as it's used for medical expense, approved medical expenses, and there are a whole wide range of expenses that can be used on, whether it's dental care or vision, doctor visits, different things like that. There's certain categories of expenses as well, as far as over-the-counter, different items that qualify as well. And so an HSA is simply one of the smartest things you can do. So it reduces your income, but it also saves that money that you can use for medical expenses. And if you're already spending money for medical, it's just a no-brainer to set that money aside, experience the tax benefits of lowering your income that much, then having that money for yourself.
Sure. I mean, because, you know, we talk about sometimes with Medicare and, you know, the prescription drug coverage and everything, but heck, you can, you know, if you've got an HSA, you can use that to cover, you know, the cost of prescription drugs and, you know, even over the counters, like we've talked about. So there's a lot of good stuff as far as that goes. And, you know, the sky's kind of the limit as far as, you know, what you can do with an HSA, as long as you said it's like medical related.
So that's right.
What else?
And the maximum you can contribute to an HSA is $3,850.
Okay.
For an individual. But if it's for a family, it's $7,750. And so I would remind everybody listening, if you have an HSA, now if you're on Medicare, you cannot have an HSA. You cannot contribute to an HSA. You can have one. And we need to ask, what is an HSA? It's called a health savings account. And there's another type of account called a flexible spending account, or FSA. And when you contribute to an FSA, or if your employer does, that is use it or lose it money. With an HSA or a health savings account, that money is there for you for the rest of your life. And if something were to happen to you, it goes to your spouse or children tax-free.
Well, that's really good to know the difference, because I actually thought they were the same thing. So that's really, really good to know that. I mean, because even if you leave the job, that HSA will go with you, right?
It does. It does. So it's your money. And it's one of the smartest things you can do starting out for your health care needs, and also for your tax situation.
Good to know. So if you said you talked about that max contribution, does that mean that the HSA would max out, or how would that work?
Yeah, you can only contribute so much in a year. And gotcha. For 23, it's $38.50.
Okay.
And for an individual, and $77.50 for a family.
Hey, well, that's really good information to know, Charles. So how about we take a quick break, but we'll continue our conversation here on the other side, and we'll be back in a moment as we talk with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. Back here on the Mighty 690 at 8:23, we continue our chat with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, you know, this last segment here, we were talking a lot about, you know, some options there for folks under 65. But you know, what can we learn from this last segment?
So first of all, call us. Look at your options when it comes to healthcare, health insurance for if you're under 65. If that's something that's keeping you at your job, and you'd really rather be retired or not working, and you're just staying there for the health insurance, call us. There's options that you might be surprised of how reasonable they are.
Yeah.
Secondly, we can match the dental and vision coverage most likely that you have at your employer coverage, as far as the coverage that you have. There's standalone dental and vision plans that we offer and help people enroll in all the time.
Very good.
And then thirdly, if you have access to an HSA with your employer, definitely contribute to that as much as you can. It's dollars that are tax-free. It goes with you if you leave the job, and it's just for your benefit tax-wise as well.
And Charles, I think people might be surprised to know that, you know, hey, I actually have options. You know, there's so many people that, like you said, they might just be working at a job that, you know, they'd maybe rather be spending time with the grandkids or, you know, family and that sort of thing, where, you know, they actually do have an option to maybe do some early retirement.
That's right. So yeah. It's a good idea just to explore those options.
No, that is a really good reminder. So, Charles, if people are interested in maybe anything that we've talked about today, maybe they want to just call you or come in for an appointment, all that sort of thing, where can we find you?
Our main address is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. You can find us online at skankinsurance.com.
Okay. Well, Charles, a real pleasure to have you here in the studio this morning. A wealth of knowledge as always. So we enjoy talking with you, and look forward to next time.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, and we have our Ask the Expert segment with Charles each and every Friday here at this time. Open line coming up next here on KGGF. So don't go anywhere.